This is the Sakar Muli of the 5th of January, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, by following the Father's Srimat, you change from ordinary human beings into deities. The knowledge of the Gita and Raja Yoga makes you completely pure. Question. Why is everything in the Golden Age the best and Satopradhan? Answer. Because the human beings there themselves are Satopradhan. When people are good, everything around them is also good. And when people are bad, everything around them is harmful. In the Satopradhan world, there is nothing unattained, and you don't need to ask anyone for anything. Om Shanti. Baba is explaining through this body. This one is called a living being, and there is a soul in him. You children know that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is also in this one. First of all, this should be very firm. That is why this one is also called Dada. You children have this faith and you move along with this faith. Baba himself says of the one in whom he has entered and incarnated, I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births. It has been explained to you children that this is the knowledge of the Gita. It is the most elevated scripture, the jewel of all the scriptures. Srimat means the most elevated directions. Elevated directions come from God, the highest on high. By following his Srimat, you change from ordinary human beings into deities. From being corrupt human beings, you become elevated deities. That is why you come here. The Father himself says, I come to make you into elevated and viceless deities who follow the highest directions. The meaning of changing from human beings into deities has to be understood. He comes to change vicious human beings into viceless deities. Those in the Golden Age are human beings too, but they have divine virtues. Now in the Iron Age there are those with devilish traits. They both live in a human world, but those people have divine intellects, whereas these people have devilish intellects. There is knowledge, and here you have devotion. Knowledge and devotion are separate from each other. Look how many books there are about devotion and how many books there are of this knowledge. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He only has the one book. Whoever establishes a religion should only have one book. That is called a religious book. The first religious book is the Gita, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You children also know that there is at first the original, eternal deity religion, and not the Hindu religion. People believe that the Hindu religion was established through the Gita, and that Sri Krishna spoke the Gita. If you ask anyone, he would say that the Gita was spoken by Sri Krishna from time immemorial. God Shiva speaks is not mentioned in any of the scriptures. They have written God Sri Krishna speaks. Those who have studied the Gita will easily be able to understand this. You now understand how human beings became deities through this knowledge of the Gita that the Father is giving you now. He is teaching you Raja Yoga. He is also teaching you purity. Lust is the greatest enemy. It was this that defeated you. By conquering it now, you become the conquerors of the world. That is, you become the masters of the world. This is very easy. The Unlimited Father sits here and teaches you through this one. He is the Father of all souls. This one is the Unlimited Father of all human beings. His name is Prajapita Brahma. If you ask anyone to tell you the name of Brahma's father, he would become confused. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar are creations. Someone has to be the father of all these three. You show how the father of all these three is incorporeal Shiva. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar are shown as deities of the subtle region. Shiva is above them. You children know that all souls, children of Shiv Baba, have their own bodies. He is always the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You children know that you are the children of the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The soul says through this body, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. These are such easy matters. This is called Alpha and Beta. Who is teaching you? Who spoke the knowledge of the Gita? The incorporeal Father. He doesn't wear a crown, etc. He is the ocean of knowledge, the seed and the sentient being. You too are sentient souls. You know the beginning, the middle and the end of all the trees. Although you are not gardeners, you can understand how a seed is sown and how a tree then grows from that. Those are non-living trees, whereas this is a living tree. You souls have this knowledge. No other souls have this knowledge. The Father is the living seed of the living human world tree. Therefore the tree is of human beings. This is the living creation. There is a difference between the seed and the creation. When you plant a mango seed, you get mangoes after the tree has grown very large. In the same way, so many human beings grow from the seed of human beings. Non-living trees don't have knowledge. That one is the living seed. He has the knowledge of the tree of the whole world. He knows how the tree is created, how it is sustained and how it is then destroyed. How this huge tree is destroyed and how a new one is then grown is all incognito. This knowledge that you receive is incognito. The Father too comes in an incognito way. You know that the sapling is being planted. Everyone has now become impure. Acha, who is the first leaf to emerge from the seed? Sri Krishna, not Lakshmi or Narayan, would be said to be the first leaf of the Golden Age. A new leaf is tiny at first, and then it grows larger. Therefore there is so much praise of that seed. That one is living, and other leaves emerge. They too are praised. You are now becoming deities. You are imbibing divine virtues. The main thing is that you have to imbibe divine virtues and become like them. There are their images. If you didn't have the pictures, this knowledge wouldn't sit in your intellects. These pictures are very useful. On the path of devotion, these pictures are worshipped, whereas on the path of this knowledge, you receive knowledge from the pictures, so that you become like them. On the path of devotion, you don't think that you have to become like them. So many temples are created on the path of devotion. To whom are the most temples built? It is definitely to Shiv Baba, who is the seed. Then there are temples to the first creation. Lakshmi and Narayan are the first creation. After Shiva, it is they who are worshipped the most. Mothers give this knowledge. They are not worshipped, they simply teach. The Father is teaching you. You don't worship anyone. You mustn't worship those who are teaching you at this time. After this study has ended and you become uneducated, it is then that worshipping takes place. You are becoming those same deities. Only you understand that the one who makes you become like them is worshipped first, and that you are then worshipped number-wise. Then, by falling, you even begin to worship the five elements. Bodies are made of the five elements. Whether you worship the five elements or bodies, it is the same thing. Your intellects have the knowledge that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the whole world. It used to be the kingdom of deities in the new world, but people don't understand when that was. They speak of hundreds of thousands of years. Things of hundreds of thousands of years cannot stay in anyone's intellect. You are now aware that 5,000 years before today, you belonged to the original, eternal deity religion. Those who belonged to the deity religion were then converted into other religions. You shouldn't say that it is the Hindu religion. However, because they are impure, it doesn't feel right to call them deities. An impure person cannot be called a deity. People worship the pure goddesses. Therefore, they must surely be impure themselves. This is why they bow down to pure ones. In Bharat, they especially bow down to Kumaris. They don't bow down to Kumars. They bow down to females. Why don't they bow down to males? Because it is the mothers who receive this knowledge first at this time. The father enters this one. This one also understands that he is the big river of knowledge. He is the river of knowledge and also a male. He is the biggest river. The river Brahmaputra meets the ocean near Calcutta. That is the biggest river. A gathering, Mela, takes place there. However, they don't understand that this is the gathering of souls and the Supreme Soul. That is just a river of water which they have named the Brahmaputra. They have said that the Brahma element is God, and that is why they consider the river Brahmaputra to be very pure. It is the biggest river and would definitely also be pure. In fact, the Brahmaputra, not the Ganges, should be called the purifier. It is the gathering of this river that takes place. This is also a meeting of the ocean and the river Brahma. The deep things of how adoption takes place through Brahma are things that have to be understood. This knowledge will then disappear. These are very easy things. God speaks. I teach you Raja Yoga, and then this world will be destroyed. None of the scriptures, etc., will remain. These scriptures will then exist again on the path of devotion. They don't exist on the path of knowledge. People believe that the scriptures have continued from time immemorial. They don't have this knowledge. They say that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years, and this is why they say that it has continued from time immemorial. That is called the darkness of ignorance. You children are now studying this unlimited study through which you come to know the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end. You know the full history and geography of these deities. They were worthy of worship and the ones who belonged to a pure household path. They have now become impure worshippers. In the Golden Age there is a pure family path. Here in the Iron Age it is an impure family path. Then later there is the path of isolation. That too is fixed in the drama. That is called the religion of renunciation. They renounce their homes and families and go into the forests. That is limited renunciation. They still live in this same old world. You understand that you are now at the confluence age and that you will then go to the new world. You know the precise time, date, and second of everything. Those people say that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. A proper calculation cannot be made of that. No one is able to remember anything that is of hundreds of thousands of years. You now understand who the Father is, how he comes, and what task he performs. You know everyone's occupation and horoscope. However, there are so many leaves on a tree that they cannot be counted. How many leaves does this unlimited world tree have? In 5,000 years there are so many crore. Therefore, in hundreds of thousands of years, there would be countless human beings. Those on the path of devotion show that it is written, the Golden Age is this many years, the Silver Age is this many years, and the Copper Age is this many years. Therefore the Father sits here and explains all of these secrets to you children. When you see a mango seed, a mango tree will come to mind. Now the seed of the human world tree is in front of you. He sits here, and because he is living, he explains the secrets of the tree to you. He shows you how this is an inverted tree. You can explain everything that exists in this world, living and non-living, will repeat identically. The population now continues to grow so much that many people cannot exist in the Golden Age. You say this thing has come from Australia or Japan. Australia and Japan do not exist in the Golden Age. According to the drama plan, things from those places come here. Grain is imported from America. Nothing would be imported from somewhere else in the Golden Age. There is just the one religion, and there is an abundance of everything. Here the number of religions continues to grow, and together with that, there is a shortage of many things. They don't import anything in the Golden Age. Look how they now import things from so many places. The number of human beings continues to grow towards the end. There is nothing lacking in the Golden Age. There everything is Satopradhan and very good. Human beings are Satopradhan. When human beings are good, everything around them is also good. When human beings are bad, everything around them is harmful. The main thing of science is the atomic bomb through which this whole world is to be destroyed. How did they create it? According to the drama, the soul who created it must have had that knowledge in him beforehand. That knowledge emerges from him when the time comes. Those who have such sense will work and also teach others. Whatever part has been played every cycle, that same part will continue to be played. You are now becoming so knowledgeful. There is no greater knowledge than this. You become deities through this knowledge. There is no knowledge more elevated than this. That is Maya's knowledge, through which destruction takes place. Those scientists go to the moon to do research. It is nothing new for you. All of that is the pomp of Maya. They go into the depths and have a lot of external show. Many people beat their heads in trying to use their intellects to show some wonder. By showing many wonders like that, they cause damage. Look at the things they continue to invent. Those who manufacture them understand that destruction will take place through them. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Churn this incognito knowledge and remain cheerful. Look at the pictures of the deities in front of you. Instead of bowing down to them or saluting them, imbibe their divine virtues in order to become like them. 2. Understand the Father, the seed of the world, and his living creation, and become knowledgeful. Maintain the intoxication that no other knowledge is greater than this knowledge. Blessing. May you make your stage constant and stable by remaining aware of the lesson, belonging to the one Father and none other, and thereby become an elevated soul. If you constantly always remember the lesson, belonging to the one Father and none other, your stage will become constant and stable because you have received all of this knowledge. There are many points, but when someone is pulling you down, to have all the points and to be stable in the point form is a wonder. Sometimes situations will pull you down. Sometimes people will pull you down. Sometimes things will pull you down, and sometimes the atmosphere will pull you down. This will happen anyway, but only when all of this expansion finishes in a second, and you have a constant and stable stage, will you then be said to be a soul who has received the blessing of being an elevated soul. Slogan. Imbibe the power of this knowledge so that when obstacles attack you, they will be defeated. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. Now all of you have to be liberated and become master bestowers of liberation, so that all souls, devotees and the elements of nature become liberated. Father Brahma is now date conscious about this one thing. When will each child of mine become liberated in life? Do not think that you will become liberated in life at the end, no. You're practicing the stage of being liberated in life now, over a long period of time, will enable you to claim, for a long time, the right to being liberated in life and to the fortune of the kingdom. Om Shanti.